This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel at the Capitol, where the 110th Congress was sworn in today. For all the changes today, much about the Congress remains the same. In the House, the Democrats hold 233 seats to the Republicans' 202, and in that chamber, a simple majority carries the day.
But in the Senate, there is a tradition of unlimited debate. To cut off debate on a bill, to achieve cloture and call a vote, takes 60 votes. The Democrats have 51. Since legislation has to pass both houses before it goes to the president, whatever gets done over the next 2 years will depend on coalitions of Democrats and Republicans, coalitions that will probably include the most centrist members of either party.
Another way of putting that is, if my next two guests aren't on board, it's probably not going to become law. Senators Olympia Snow, Republican of Maine, and Democrat Mary Landrieu of Louisiana are leaders of a new Senate coalition. Welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us. Your coalition, in the past, people have called such groups centrist. Moderate is a word that comes to mind. Do you have a word to describe your group?
Bipartisan.
Bipartisan.
That's essentially what it's going to be all about. It's more about the will rather than philosophy or where you are in the political spectrum to solve issues.
We're looking forward to our group meeting in about a week and kind of outlining an agenda and an organizational framework, because there's some great things to get done in the country, and we're hoping to be a part of making that happen.
There are some issues coming your way from the House pretty quickly. Raise the minimum wage, cut interest rates on student loans, give the government the authority to negotiate prescription drug prices. When you hear those issues, do you think there are obviously 60 obvious votes for all those measures, or is it going to be quite contested? Senator Snow.
Well, I certainly don't disagree with any one of those issues and have supported them in the past. I think the question will be obviously getting the 60 and how you get there. And I think, again, it's working across the political aisle on both sides to see what it will require to make that happen. And there'll be some differing positions on the question, but that doesn't mean to say that it can't be resolved. And it's a question how we resolve it and solve these issues to make sure that they actually happen, not just making political points.
Senator Landrieu, on those specific issues, you're optimistic about their passage?
Yes, I am optimistic. And I mean, there are some challenges with those that you've listed, but what we refer to in the business as sort of low-hanging fruit. I mean, there seems to be a consensus to some degree about raising the minimum wage, although it's eluded us because of the situation in the past, but there are other much more complicated issues that are going to take a lot of work. This energy independence piece, health care, which we have just struggled and debated with, Robert, for literally decades. So hopefully we can tackle some of those bigger issues and maybe use these first couple to get our feet underneath us, if you will.
This cross-party cooperation, this particular case, dates back in large part to the battles over Supreme Court nominations in the last Congress, and when you were part of a gang, actually, you were called the Gang of 14 in those days, seven Democrats, seven Republicans. Two of the Republicans are not back after the last election. What happens if there is another Supreme Court vacancy and the president picks someone who, say, by that person's record, it strongly suggests that Roe v. Wade will not survive another challenge? What happens in this next Senate, do you think?
Well, perhaps nothing different than what we've done in the past is that I'm sure it'll galvanize, interested parties on both sides to figure out, exactly what it would represent in terms of nomination, the qualifications, and a number of the criteria to govern and surrounds a Supreme Court nomination. Obviously, it's critically important. We were obviously responding to the nuclear option and exercising that option that would have been, frankly, devastating for the process and the traditions inherent in the Senate.
The nuclear option, we should remind, is a Senate term of art here, in which debate would have been called off from the chair by the vice president.
Basically, yes, and debate in the Senate would have been, for all practical purposes, shut down. And when you think about how upsetting or troubling that comment is because the Senate was created to debate. That is what the Senate is supposed to do, is debate. So to have a Senate that doesn't debate would be like having no Senate. And that's why our group, our gang, came together and said, we have to preserve the workings of the Senate, and within reason, we're going to do everything we can to keep it working, and we did.
What's a good realistic limit to coalition building? What are some things which it isn't worth going to the Senate with over the next 2 years, because, frankly, you can't get 60 votes around that? No matter how much people may care about it, you're just not going to find 60 votes for it. Fill in the blank, Senator Snow.
Well, it's always hard to say. I think you never know until you try. I mean, you know, a good example was on the question of immigration. I mean, you can't put an issue of the magnitude of immigration out on the floor of the United States Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives without trying to build those bridges and working within the process. And hopefully it starts within the committees. You never want to preempt the leadership or the committee process. That, you know, and unfortunately, that work, that groundwork didn't occur on such a big issue, but I think it can on any issue if there's a will to work through the legislative process.
Agreed, Senator Landrieu?
Absolutely. And one issue that has eluded us for decades is the concept that America could actually be energy independent. But I can see a real breakthrough, perhaps because of several things that have happened, for us to move forward on that issue, both more production and more serious conservation.
Well, Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana and Republican Senator Olympia Snowe, Republican of Maine, on a day, a very big day for women in the Congress, first female speaker of the House in history. Thank you both very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.